Chapter 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against the children of Israel. And Yehoshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Avon, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Yehoshua and said to him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and let not all the people tire out, for they are few. So there went up there of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even to the Shevarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as Maim. And Yehoshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of Yahweh until the evening, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Yehoshua said, Alas, O Master Yahweh, why have you at all brought this people over Jordan to give us into the hand of the Amori to destroy us? Would to Elohim we had been content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. O Yahweh, what shall I say when Israel turns their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanite and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall surround us and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do to your great name? And Yahweh said to Yehoshua, Get up. Why do you fall to bow your face? Israel has transgressed, and they have also transgressed my contract, which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen, and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed from among you. Rise up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow. For thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, There is an accursed thing in the midst of you, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you in the morning. Therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which Yahweh takes shall come according to the families there, and the family which Yahweh shall take shall come by households, and the household which Yahweh shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the contract of Yahweh, and because he has wrought folly in Israel. So Yehoshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Yehudah was taken. And he brought the family of Yehudah, and he took the family of the Zarhi, and he brought the family of the Zarhi man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, the tribe of Yehudah, was taken. And Yehoshua said to Achan, My son, give I petition you esteem to Yahweh Elohim of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done, hide it not from me. And Achan answered Yehoshua and said, Indeed, I have transgressed against Yahweh Elohim of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonianish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them, and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Yehoshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them to Yehoshua, and to all the children of Israel, and laid them out before Yahweh. And Yehoshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his donkeys, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them to the valley of Achor. And Yehoshua said, Why have you troubled us? Yahweh shall trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones to this day. So Yahweh turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor to this day.